840 as you get cooking on this Tuesday. We're off to a mild start, and temps are going to soar into the mid-70s today. The big changes we're going to feel ahead and when we turn wet and maybe stormy coming up in your five-day forecast.
The first 100 days of President Trump.
We heard moments ago on Fox and Friends from Kellyanne Conway, special advisor to the president, on the ouster of Michael Flynn, who submitted his resignation late last night as the national security advisor.
There was an incident or so that just became unsustainable for him to carry on in that role, and that was a decision he made, and the president accepted his resignation and is moving on.
So that's how the administration is explaining it. Dori Scheimer continuing our team coverage in the Washington Bureau. And one of the takeaways that Jamie Dupree had to wade in with this morning, our Washington insider, is it certainly breathes new life into the whole Russia-Trump angle. I would imagine we'll see Democrats start to use this as a rallying point for calls for an investigation, wouldn't you think?
Absolutely. Democrats in the House and Senate already calling for an independent investigation, full classified briefings into the circumstances surrounding those calls that Flynn had with the Russian ambassador to the U.S. And the situation as it's unfolded since then.
So is there an immediate next step that comes out of this? I would imagine, obviously, that someone has to head the national security or be the national security advisor and then a long-term search for someone else to replace that person then?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And we expect that process to move pretty quickly. This is a really key position that they need to have filled with somebody who can bring stability to the National Security Council, who can work well with Trump's Secretary of the Defense Department and DHS. So this is really important. Right now, General Keith Kellogg will be the interim National Security Advisor, but it doesn't look like he will stay on for the full-time gig.
We now have a Treasury Secretary confirmed and a VA Secretary, and hey, bipartisanship isn't dead, huh?
Yeah, it's not dead yet. David Shulkin confirmed 100-0 in the Senate last night. Really a strong vote of confidence for him to lead the Department of Veterans Affairs that has had so many problems in the last several years. He was the Deputy Secretary of the Department under President Obama. There were some concerns by some veterans groups because he's the first to lead the department, not being a veteran himself. But you can see by that Senate vote that the senators were not concerned about his credence and ability to do the job.
Dori, thanks. Appreciate it. Two other quick notes. Senate approving those two cabinet picks today on tap. Nominee for Small Business Administration, Linda McMahon. And then the table is set for a fight for six other nominees. Jamie Dupree walks you through where we stand with all those in his updated blog at WOKV.com. And he said at 10 o'clock, he's going to post another update on the Trump immigration order and where we stand legally going forward.